The world's weekly wait is over.
Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. Are you tired of it yet? The it being the political theater that we'll be enduring for the next 10 months. And to think these are what each party considers their best and brightest. God help us all. So this week, we're putting a Vinyl Garage spin on politics. Just a bit of help to get through the next few months. Something like a musical therapy for your political sanity.
In the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
It's the land of the brave, home of the free. That's a funny thing about democracy. A vote for me is a vote for me.
We're gonna
When Jerry Rafferty and Joe Egan, then of Steeler's Wheel, wrote Stuck in the Middle with You in 1972, it had nothing to do with politics. Well, it still doesn't. But using your imagination, it can easily be imagined to be about the parties in our country's election process. Clowns and jokers, respectively. Now, random Beatle reference, it was recorded at Apple Studios, London. The Knickerbockers addition to the show is self-explanatory. The single Lies was from 1965, a number 20 hit on the Challenge label. Joe Walsh, not exactly a stranger to the Don't Take Myself Too Seriously school of songwriting, from 1992's Songs from a Dying Planet LP, contributes Vote for Me, the only bright spot from a dismal attempt at an album. The President's Council on Psychedelic Fitness was from the 1968 release Basic Blues Magoos. Now, there's a reason to vote for someone. Then, set your Wayback Machine for 1959 and the Sue Records single Cast Your Vote by Bobby Hendrix. He's ex-lead singer of The Drifters and an Ohio boy from Columbus.
If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy and bring peace to this our land. It robs us of the honor that our country's known before, when we will not pursue a peace to end an unjust war. We are all responsible for what's done in this war. Democracy means we can decide, that's what our vote is for. If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy and bring peace to this our land.
Our cities crumble from a bomb dropped on a foreign land, and politicians stand and watch as the flames of hate are fanned. But the dream has not yet died, my friend. The times can still be changed. With courage we can right the wrongs and end our nation's shame.
If you love your country and the things for which it stands, vote for Gene McCarthy and bring peace to this our land.
Now that he's said what's in our hearts, alone he took his stand. He's echoed by more timid men who ask to lead our land. No one is too young to help, no effort is too small. Everyone must care this time, we all must heed the call.
Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys. One of the few ways it's possible to change things around in this world is through the vote. Well, we've got the vote now. For everyone over 18, or 18. Put the power of your vote in your hip pocket. Please register to vote now.
Just after I was born, my father said to everyone, I would be the president one day. You're a natural politician, boy. Get it in your head, and you know that it might just turn out that way. So tough. this is what I would always say. I don't want to be president, but I want to help the poor and the helpless people. I don't want to be president. If I'm elected, I promise to be faithful. I graduated college with my law degree. I was a young man on the move that always say. I was helping my community, committed to the people. I was working as a citizen to build a better day. They persuaded me to run for a congressman. They said from Congress you could do much more good. And of course you've got to have the power if you're changing things. And I was hoping to do everything I could for the people. I'd say, I don't know what you be afraid of it, but I want to help the poor and the helpless people. I don't want to be afraid of it, but if I'm elected, I promise to be faithful. Well, time is a march where the powerful are drummers. Big business, big labor, big oil. And soon I was meeting with the men who ran the country, men who owned the sky and the soil. Oh, I became a senator, a man to be reckoned with, playing golf with millionaires, speaking on TV. And when they talked to potential presidential candidates, most often mentioned and most prominent was me. Well, I got the nomination, ran a campaign of conscience. I stood for peace and brotherhood and full prosperity. And on the day of the election, I went home to my mansion. When the people had spoken, they'd elected me. But I don't want to be president.
Hail to the chief, we salute thee one and all.
I really don't want to be president.
Hail to the chief who has answered the call.
No, I don't want to be president, but I want to help the poor and the helpless people. I don't want to be president, but if I'm elected, I promise to be faithful.
Somebody needs to set you down, tell you how things is. You're living on the dark side of what is. You're always talking, talking, ready for a fall. You got your reasons, but you don't believe them at all. You're acting like you're waiting on the sympathy vote. Well, tomorrow's Super Tuesday, and the people on the news say that you're sagging in the polls. That's how it goes. Destiny's your evening gown, you're always running late. You tell her she looks wonderful, but she'll just have to wait. Wait just like you waited when you waited for the call. Just stand behind the curtain with your face against the wall. Your feet are cold. you're sagging in the polls. That's how it goes. Seem all along. No one seems to like him. He's a fool. No one seems to like the way. Ooh, see them all along. Talking of the secrets of the moon. Spending harder money, they'll just lose. What we really want is some way to adjust all the values that we have been led to trust. I just can't believe they're real, very real, far from real.
You're listening to A Vote for Me, Vinyl Garage.
He was a mystery salesman, a motorcycle rider, a candidate, and doctor, no. Yeah, they all got together to check into life just to see what made things grow. Yeah, the first place they went was to dear plants, yeah, just to pay their last respect. You see, she was a dying of the dirty grip.
1968 presidential election's focus was the Vietnam War, with the Democrats fielding Bobby Kennedy, LBJ, Hubert Humphrey, and Eugene McCarthy. After Kennedy's assassination and LBJ's withdrawal, the nominee would be picked from those left standing, eventually choosing Humphrey to run against Nixon, losing badly. A 1968 single from Peter, Paul, and Mary gives their support to McCarthy. The 1972 election was the first to include 18-year-olds in the vote, and many PSAs were recorded to get the new includees to register. We heard Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys. Not all want to be president, and I can't imagine why anybody would, and Harry Chapin's I Don't Want to Be President gives his take on that idea from his posthumously released LP, The Last Protest Singer, from 1988. 90s power poppers The Shazam and Super Tuesday from their third LP from 1999, Godspeed The Shazam. The band is from Nashville. The next two cuts are about The Candidate, Slade's Candidate, released only as a B-side from 1972, and The Standells' Our Candidate, found on the 1966 LP, Why Pick on Me. This election cycle makes, unfortunately, this tune relevant.
Yeah. man for president who's seasoned through and through, but that's a doggone season that he won't try something new. A man who's old enough to know
and young enough to do.
Well, it's up to you, it's up to you,
it's strictly up to you.
Do you like a man who answers straight, a man who's always fair?
We'll measure him against the others, and when you compare, you'll cast your vote for Kennedy and the change that's overdue. So it's up to you, it's up to you, it's strictly up to you. Yes, it's Kennedy, 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 Kennedy.
Not leave. choice.
Tell me, who do you love?
What's your choice?
Time to give electoral dysfunction another try. Voting time. Maybe you're a partisan, or maybe you're a little bi. Voting time. Meditate or flip a coin until the right decision comes. Voting time. Throw out all the bums, it's time for brand new bums. I know you just want to tax my home. I know you just want to tap my phone. I know you just won't leave me alone, so I vote. Voting time. Time for sober choices, but I swear they all look better smashed. Voting time. The red side takes your freedoms, and the blue side wants to take your cash. So grab your registrations, storm your polling stations. The line's long, so where depends. Voting time, all the next elections start the moment this election ends. Yeah, I know you just want to rule the globe. I know you just want to fool the globe. I know you're all proctologic probes. Still I vote. Voting time. Next term's indigestion starts when this term's fear and loathing end.
Carrying on with a way cool 1960 JFK campaign song that mixes into the Move's Vote For Me. For those of you who are not paying attention to previous shows, the Move is the precursor to the Electric Light Orchestra featuring Jeff Lynne and Roy Wood from their 1968 self-titled LP. The Chicago R&B group The Radiants and their biggest-selling single, Vote Your Choice, from 1964. That was found on the Chess Records label. Mr. President, Have a Pity on the Working Man was found on Randy Newman's 1974 LP, Good Old Boys, an album that included most of the Eagles, Ry Cooder, who will close the show, Willie Weeks and Jim Keltner of Apple Records fame. Then, Semisonic's Closing Time gets parodied by Voting Time by Robert Lund and Spaff.com. The lyrics equally offended both parties. We're closing with two songs that embody what this voting thing is all about. Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land by Peter, Paul and Mary from 1964, and John Lennon's Power to the People by Eric Burdon of the Animals, Ringo Starr, and Billy Preston. That's found on the Abbie Hoffman biopic Steal This Movie from 2000. And the aforementioned Ry Cooder track, One Cat, One Vote, One Beer. A voter's lament to his bartender after being turned away at the polls due to a technicality. Sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it?
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
I roamed and I rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was singing. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me those golden valleys. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
As the sun was shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was saying, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream.
Power to the people. Power to the
bartender, what you say? I won't get drunk on election day. On one glass bourbon, one glass rye. Come on, set me up, Joe. Don't pass me by. My money's all right. My feet's got so. See, I've been trying to vote now about an hour or more. I tried, but I didn't get nowhere. Joe, you know, I just don't think they're doing this voting fair and square. Better make it one cap, one vote, and one beer. Bartender, one cap, one vote, and one beer. See, I went downtown to the voting room, 'cause I wanted to get my voting done soon. Man said, now we're gonna have to do a little checking on you. Come back a little later on and said, well, buddy, you know, your vote just can't go through. Says you've been dead 10 years back. We're sure not gonna take a vote off a dead red cat. What you say? Step aside now. You're interfering with the election process. That's a crime. The crime is you. Well, buddy, voting is just something I don't think you're going to do. One vote and one beer. Ain't that a shame? One cat, one vote, and one beer. Bartender, I'm gonna drink a little gin and some mellow wine. And I'm gonna try that vote machine out just one more time. 'Cause democracy is in our hands, but it's slipping through our fingers just like sand. Now I'm worried for you, sure worried for me. Watching the election coming around on the TV. Voting's closed. We already lost the race. Might as well meet me down to Little Joe's place. Make it one cap, one vote, and one beer.
Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Right, so you went out there, you know, machine or something.